Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina, in person this time.
Hi, Shrek. We're back together.
We are. So we're attempting to do a socially distant yet in-person recording today.
We are, yes. Yeah. We're back. We are lighted, and because we didn't do videos before COVID, so
yeah, which has obviously presented a few issues for our setup as we're learning, but we kind of have an idea what we need to change, so we'll adjust that, I think, for future episodes.
Yeah, so if you're viewing this on YouTube, you can tell us what you think, whether it's good or bad or lovely or beautiful, or do I look stunning?
I would just say, like, or if you're looking at this on YouTube, just be understanding that we'll get better.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we want to know whether you think it's good or bad.
No, we need feedback. Feedback's always good. We always like the comments in the boxes down below.
Wow, you've become a YouTuber suddenly,
yeah,
haven't you?
Go down below.
Right.
Okay. Fill a coupon. A coupon. Put comment down below.
Oh, wow.
Put some likes. Subscribe to our channel.
Send us some samples.
Yeah. Send us some samples. No, Segway into. So
what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about samples, which is a good segue. You did marvelous there, Shrek. Marvelous.
I mean.
So we're going to talk about, samples.
Yeah.
And first of all, we'd like to apologize because we're back together again. The cats are here as well. So we do apologize for any noise you might hear. That would be my two cats. I apologize. Right. So let's talk about the topic. So we're going to talk about samples. When I suggested this topic to you, you were like, but people aren't getting samples right now. And I was like, no, they are, from online shopping.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially from the beauty places like Sephora and stuff like that, you can put, you know, there's all these fashion and beauty websites that we all order from because it's much cheaper, and you get samples. Now the whole topic of samples came up because I saw on a Facebook group a woman had spent a huge amount of money on beauty products and didn't get any samples and was very upset about this, that she deserved the samples.
Right.
And my thing first was, do you just serve the samples? Did you buy the products for the samples, or did you buy the products because you wanted to buy the products? Samples are just extra things, and most of the time when you get the samples, they're actually not, you can't use them.
Yeah.
You know, or like a lot of the women get samples, you will get foundation colors from makeup brands and it's not your color, so it'll be like for really pale skin, and you know, considering this is the Middle East, you'd think they'd have more browner colors. They don't. They always give the whitest of white colors. Or you get perfume samples, which people always say, oh, we're going to use it in, you know, we'll put it in our handbag and use it. And then they never do. What's the other? The good ones that you get are the body lotions, because you use it when you go away or on holiday, or you put it in your bag, you know, to keep yourself moisturized. But a lot of the samples are just not great. But it was the whole deserving it. And then I was like, well, when I go to a lot of people's houses, I see all these samples and we collect them. And, you know, the amount of samples that you find, and they go off as well. Mm. So some of them have dates on them and some of them don't, but you can feel it, or you can see the state of the packet. When the writing's gone off the packet, you know that it's old, that it's like 5 years old or something. So I thought, let's talk about that. Let's get everyone to do a task, you know, listen to this podcast. And what I want you to do today is to go into your bathroom and into your, you know, makeup kits and everything, and find all the little samples, collect all of them, and then see what you have, separate them into categories. So, you know, your body lotions, foundation, lipstick, perfume, retinol, you know, all these skincare things. What else do you get? What do men get?
I mean, again, like I said, that's one of the reasons why I commented on it, right? Like, because I haven't seen samples come through in a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I mean, then again, I don't also, like, I've kind of stopped getting those subscription boxes and those kind of things. So you used to get a lot of samples in those, right? So there'd be, like, beard grooming products and
right.
Even hair gels and things.
Oh, yes,
right?
The hair things, yeah.
So they, that used to be pretty much the samples I landed up collecting quite a lot. Not necessarily the most appropriate, but hey, it kind of works, right? So that's, I think there's generally like men grooming products is generally, you see that quite a bit, right, in terms of samples. Occasionally, I mean, I have seen, or I have received as well, samples for like lip balms and those kind of things, even for men, right?
Right.
So just as products or lotions and moisturizers, that kind of thing. But fundamentally, yeah, that's what we do. I mean, we do get them. It's just, you know, like I said...
You don't get them often.
No, and I think also it's also been a considered choice to stop these subscription boxes because I was just adding clutter.
Yeah.
And I really was... I mean, I enjoyed getting them and it was fun, but, you know, I was paying a certain amount of money a month for things that I was not really using.
Yeah, those subscription boxes are great in theory, but then when you get them... I mean, there was a women's beauty one for a while. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, it got to a point where they were giving the same old things. I think
that also became a problem, yeah.
Yeah, I complained. I think I got about every month there was a new mascara. Mascaras don't. I mean, yes, I use mascara every day and they finish within 3 months. But I don't need a new one every month. Mm. And they're different kinds, you know. So, yeah, but that's fascinating to know that, like, you know, the kind of samples that you get as men. So, you know, so you can do the same thing. As our listeners, you know, get all the samples out and let's categorize them into all the grooming, the hair, the moisturizing, the face, perfumes. See what you have and then see how old everything is. And like, you know, remove, you know, discard the ones that are old and are most probably gone off. And then everything that's kept, use it. So a lot of us are not going to be going on holidays. So people always say, oh, I'm going to use the samples when I go on holiday. When you go on holiday, a lot of the time you go to hotels where they have these toiletries, minis, that I like taking the soaps because the soaps are nice and I put them in my bathroom. But, you know, you don't need to take all these mini samples or you have your preferred products that you like using anyway. So it's great that you say you're going to take it on holidays, but most people don't. I do if I'm going to an Airbnb because, you know, you're not going to get the things. Mm. But other than that, yeah, you know. So what I would say this year, collect all of them, categorize them, look at what you have and use them. So try and use as many as possible this year. Make it your mission for 2020 to remove all the samples. You'll still most probably get samples in the long, you know, later on. Or if you do need any minis, you can buy them from pharmacies and chemists and supermarkets now. You know, even the supermarkets have all the minis, you know. In Carrefour, there's a big section with all the samples, right? And, I mean, the minis. And Boots have always had them.
And sometimes you even get the minis when you get a deal, right? Like you buy two and then you get like a mini one for free or some version thereof. But at least that one is the one that you like and the one that you're picking as opposed to like getting a random one.
Yeah, exactly. And that's perfect then. That's what you want. You want something that you can use. So, yeah. Do that and let's see, you know, I would love to see on social media, on, you know, write a comment, put pictures up of all the samples you've collected while going through your bathroom and your, you know, your dressing table and everything. And then see in a few months' time, we'll do like a catch up and say, like, have you used all your samples? How's it gone? And I'll show you mine as well so you can see all mine. So let's do that. That's our mission. We're going to give some homework for our listeners this year. We're going to give some homework for our listeners.
So we're working towards a sample-free 2020.
We are. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that sounds
so. We're going to put a big nice hashtag now. But I think, yeah, I think it's interesting, right? Like, so again, as I was saying, like there was a conscious effort from my end anyway to stop certain things that were leading to samples. This is the other example, actually, and this is slightly off top, like, but these conventions, conferences type, not conferences, but like, you know, these beauty exhibitions, for example, and you would go, and then, you know, they would just keep throwing stuff at you, and then that's when you would actually collect a big loot of stuff
that
you would come home with, and then you would just be like, well, I don't like half these things, or perfumes as well. I think it's a good example.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's something, because again, it's always a conscious effort to remove it at entry rather than after and then having to dispose of it, obviously, right? Yeah. So if there are certain purchases that you're having or making that are leading to samples, maybe reconsider those purchases and the way you do them, at least if that's possible.
And if people offer it in the shops, you know, say, I don't need them, but thank you very much.
Yeah.
Or can I just look? And then you just quickly look and then give back the ones and say, give it to somebody else, you know. And if they get offended, then they get offended. It's not like you're going to see them again unless you go back to the shop a lot. But I mean,
I was going to make a joke that at the moment, how would they know, right? You're wearing a mask anyway. It's
fine. Yeah, exactly. There is that. And I mean, I did it. I went to a shop and she said, oh, I'll put some samples and perfume and stuff. And I went, have you got moisturizer? Because I use a lot of moisturizer. And I get the samples. I use all my samples, moisturizers, and use it in the house right now. So she said, oh, yeah, we have that. I said, just give me the moisturizer. And she did. So she thought it was amusing. And I was just like, no, just give me that.
At least you'd use it.
Yeah. And you know, the other one is shower gel, you know, and I've talked about it before that I love shower gel. I love having nice smelling ones. It makes me happy in the morning. So if anyone's giving me samples of shower gel, I'm going to take it. You know, and I'm going to say, can I try a few, you know, not flavors, smells or fragrances. Yeah. So, yeah, and it amuses them because I'm so cheeky and I get what I want and I use it immediately because I'm so happy that I've got this, you know, I got, I think Molton Brown, they were doing something and they gave samples and I went, ooh, Molton Brown, this is good. So I was very happy and they were happy that I was happy. It's a win-win situation.
So. I think also maybe there's a note of advice for what do we call them, the retail side of things, right? So
yeah.
Is that when you're pushing samples and stuff, like, I mean, the purpose ideally of samples is meant to be to give us a chance to try something that we might want to purchase. Throwing 20 things at us in the hope that one thing sticks isn't really, it's outside of not being a great strategy, is leading to clutter at our end.
Yes.
And in an era where we should be a lot more conscious of things like the environment and how we're disposing of stuff. And I mean, a lot of these samples, they come in plastic little bins and containers and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not great, right?
No.
And so, I mean, unless you're like talking about like a really pricey brand and things, and then they do things in glass and stuff, which is nice. But most of the time, I mean, even the larger regular size, like things like shower gels and all, they're all plastic, right?
Yeah.
And so this is anyway not ideal. And then to maybe this is something for the retail side of this story to consider too, is maybe rethink your sample strategy, right? Instead of just throwing things at us, maybe figure out a way in which you can give us samples of things we actually like to try. I mean, a lot of stores, they allow you to test fragrances and things, but just test the fragrance. You don't have to take away a bottle and go home, right?
No.
You can try it in the store. I mean, look at Bath and Body Works. Is that the right store? Yeah.
Yeah.
So in Bath and Body Works as well, everything you can try. But you can try it in the store.
Yeah,
right?
And that's it.
They have a bottle that's available, and you can, if it's a lotion, you can apply it and whatever, right? And I think that's maybe slightly a better way to do it, where you have, at least then I'm only trying the ones I want to try, and then I'm purchasing what I need to purchase. And that's where we should be using samples. But throwing things at us maybe is not the best thing.
I mean, and the argument you said about, you know, giving us things so we can try it. I mean, when I talked to a few friends, especially after that Facebook group, some of them said, no, but I do like getting the samples from, you know, the high-end beauty brands because I get to try the item without spending hundreds or thousands of dirhams on this item. So I can try it and see if it's going to work. And that is true. I mean, there are things from certain high brands that you're not going to spend, you know, I think like Le Mer is 1,000 dirhams, it's, you know, £100 for a pot. If you can get a sample, that's awesome. And you definitely will use it. But get the ones that you want to try. So once again, but then you only get that if you've bought a product from them. So if you've spent that much money on a product, you know, if they're going to throw a sample, you say, look, can I have a sample that, you know, maybe a mini sample for travel or something, you know, just choose one thing. Yeah, you know, as you said, 20 things. But there is that argument that it is useful. But if you're going to get a sample that you're going to try a big beauty brand that's very expensive, use it. Don't keep it, which is what happens.
Yeah. No, I agreed. I mean, I think both sides have to adjust. And I'm all for samples, right? I think that they're a good strategy, like I said. But I think I'm sure there's a way. I mean, today, a lot of the retailers have a lot of data about all of our preferences and purchases and all of these things. Use that, to figure out that, look, I like, for example, citrusy type things. And maybe you give me a sample there of a citrus-based shower gel because you know I'm going to... You want me to try something and do it. And by the way, it's more likely that investment that you make in that sample for me will probably lead to a purchase.
Exactly.
Rather than you spending money on tons and tons of samples and not, you know, the conversion rate being really low. Yeah. Anyway, this is not an e-commerce advisory podcast, so we won't get into that. But I think I wanted to put out a note for retail too, because I think that there is, it'd be nice if there was a slight change in strategy there too, so that, because sometimes, and I find a lot of times people that, you know, they find it tough to say no. So someone trusts them a sample, you just take it and you just walk away rather than say like, oh, you know, the poor person, this is a poor salesperson, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
I don't want to say no to them.
And
it's a bit tricky. So
it is. And I think also it's a cultural thing here as well. So I know from my local clients, a lot of them, because they're local, they get treated, you know, in a different way, in a better way. So they get given even more samples. And you know, now, you know, especially when I've had clients, you know, for a few years, and I go to the house to help them declutter every year or so ever. And they say to me, they're embarrassed, they're fed up, you know, they don't like getting all this. They said, look, it overwhelms us then that we have this much clutter, we have this much in the bag. You know, we get home and we have to deal with all of this. They don't want that extra thing of dealing with, you know. I've already taught them that you have to have a place for everything. If you buy something, you have to put it away. You have to get rid of two things if you buy one thing. These samples is something you haven't bought. It's something that you have to find to put away somewhere. You have to have a place for it. It can get overwhelming for people. And especially if you get 20 little mini things, you then, who's got time to go through and go, what have I got? What am I going to try? So, you know, they have to think about that as well. I mean, yes, you're being nice to the core client, but it's not helpful for them in the long run.
Yeah, I was thinking actually just now of, you know, like you have these perfume stalls out here in the malls and stuff.
Yeah.
And the person like literally attacks you with a bottle half the time. And I find it very, I mean, it's almost irritating to say no to them. And it's not about like, I feel bad or something. It's just like they're so in your face by the time you say no. And there have been many times that I've been like, no, I put my hand up and it's like, no, I don't want it. And they still approach.
Yeah.
With the intention of just spraying your hand. And I don't want that smell around me. I don't know what it is. And it's something, by the way, I'm sensitive to smell. Something that it'll last a while. Like, I don't want that. So I was thinking of that. Like, that's a kind of like hard push thing. I think maybe it's time that like that is reevaluated a little bit, and maybe look at how we can make that, so the whole sample experience better for us. And then, as you mentioned again, from our side, of course, we need to be a little bit more careful. We should be able to say no.
Yeah.
You know, and we should take things that we actually need, as you mentioned, like sort of highlight it and say, look, I actually don't want to look at the perfume, but if you have a sample of the moisturizer, I'll try it, sure.
Exactly.
And then maybe keep it focused so that at least then you're not dealing with a lot of clutter at the other end.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's our advice for this week.
Yes.
And as always, you can find all of the episodes of this show in your favorite podcast player. You should really subscribe. And if you haven't already, subscribe. We love you. And we love you to subscribe.
We love you.
It's true, though.
Tell your friends, family, to subscribe to us as well.
Exactly. And if you need any advice from Shalina, you can do so by contacting her at declutterme.com and filling out a contact form, or finding her on social media looking for @declutterme. So that's DECLUTTRME. And we'll be back next week.